Well, Jim, this morning we have Luann with us. Luann, you work at the Harvest Home. Welcome to the radio broadcast.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, we are excited to have you on today, Luann, because we're excited about what's happening at Harvest Home. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot. We were talking a little off air before the broadcast today. There's so many directions we can talk about. But I wanted to start kind of with what you wanted to highlight. We had a really interesting night with the kids. And I don't want to steal your thunder. Go ahead and share what happened just a few nights ago.
Yeah, so we started a partnership with Cuyahoga National Park. They sent out a park ranger. Two ladies came, and they entertained the kids, just telling them about animals at the park. And they brought furs. They brought skeletons. So the children got to touch and feel a snapping turtle shell and got to see the difference between a regular turtle and a snapping turtle. And they were just super engaged. And then they would tell stories that were really funny about why an animal might have a long or short tail or might have a mean smile. And the kids were just asking questions. We played a game, Where Am I? Or Who Am I? And based on details, we all had to everyone else knew what the animal was. And one child had to listen to descriptions and figure out what the animal was. The kids loved it. They wanted to play it forever. Mm-hmm. And so we had a really great night.
Well, you know, Jim, Luann, you were saying that, you know, it was supposed to be a half an hour. It went way over.
It did.
That's always a good problem when you have a program, you have a group come in, and there's so much excitement, especially with animals. Kids love animals. So what a great story, and I'm glad to hear that they really had a good time. You know, Jim, as you mentioned, before we started recording here, Luann, we were talking about a lot of things going on at Harvest Home. That was one of them. The other thing I want to talk about, and we'll talk about some other things here, is Future Story. This is really where you're kind of overseeing things. Let's talk a little bit about Future Story and what is going on. What is it? I know we have talked about it before, but we might have some listeners on here that don't know what that is. And how does this encourage our ladies that are staying at the Harvest Home?
Yes, so we have a sewing program. We have classes twice a week on Wednesday and Thursdays. And the ladies come to those classes. Some have had sewing experience, maybe in home ec, in school, and some have never touched a sewing machine. And we're prepared for both. We have tremendous volunteers who are very skilled and talented and very patient. And they guide the ladies through learning what a machine is, how to work the machine, how to thread it, and to begin sewing. And the ladies pick out their material, and their first item is usually a tote. And they are given a pattern, but they're given freedom to be very creative. And we have seen ladies just tremendous creativity with doing funny things with, not funny, interesting
yes.
things with the pockets and doing lace, making appliques by cutting up maybe animal characters mm-hmm. and putting them on. So beautiful, beautifully designed totes that we're able then to take to the Future Story shop that's in Hartville at the Hartville Marketplace. And so we have two booths there. They're joined, and you can come down and see what the ladies make. We have totes. We have zippered purses. We have burp cloths, grocery bag holders, aprons. That's our biggest seller, so lots of aprons on the wall. Again, just another opportunity where the ladies can show their creativity and interest, picking out material and putting patterns together.
So for our listeners, a woman, either a woman without children or a woman who comes in with her children, they're coming in crisis to Harvest Home, and we're providing this place that's like stability. It's calm in the middle of what can be a very chaotic moment in life where they've lost their housing. Future Story is also a name for all the programming at Harvest Home, but specifically where a lot of people will see it is the Future Story store, which mm-hmm. you've just referenced. Now, for kind of paint a picture for us, a woman comes in and she is made this offer to begin to learn how to sew. What are some of the benefits to the woman that is joining this program? How is this changing their lives?
Great question. So she gets to develop some skills, and especially for a mom with children, these are skills that maybe she can use to repair her children's clothing in the future. Mm-hmm. Making gifts. These totes and aprons are beautiful that she can design and then give a handmade gift to a friend or a relative, or even make something for her child. And then in addition, when the ladies make something that sells in the store, they get half of that money back. And so it's a source of income. And the ladies who decide to continue the program. If they make 10 items to sell at the store, they get a sewing machine. And that's really exciting because that's something they can take home and continue to do at home. And we recently had two ladies do that. So I don't know if you want me to share.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So two ladies, one in July and one in August, had completed their 10th item. And some of these ladies sew more than that because they're learning to sew. So some of the items aren't always the quality we need. And so they're practicing on items as well. And so once they get that 10th item that's sold, that we have a little celebration for them and recognize their work. Talk about, you know, how scripture talks about working and earning our income and providing for others. And it's just a good time to build them up, encourage them. And then again, they're so proud of their own accomplishments, that something they made earned income, right?
Yes.
It's exciting.
Well, I know you mentioned that I think their first project, they do a tote. Is that correct?
Correct.
Do they do totes all the way through, or do they eventually get the liberty to do some other things in regards to some creativity?
So we've just changed that part of the program. They have to do 5 totes. The other 5 can be any of the other items that we sell that require some work to do. Like we make birth cloths. Those don't count, but they can make them and get income from them.
Mm-hmm.
But like the bag holders and the aprons and the zippered purses, those are items that they can count towards their 10.
Mm-hmm.
I would think there's the benefit of, for the women, you alluded to this, they're starting something and finishing it, which for a lot of them, it might have been a while since they've had that opportunity. They've gained a new skill. Yes. And so there's like the confidence that grows with that as well. And I also think for the women with kids, it's not only being able to repair something for their kids, but they're showing their kids something. Like as their kids might be in school, they're learning too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll transition the conversation to a new question a little bit. We had previously spoken that the dynamic in the home right now is very interesting because I guess a lot of the families that are in have some little ones. So we typically it's common that we have kids at Harvest Home, but there's a little bit of a special circumstance. Now, maybe let our listeners know what's it like at Harvest Home right now on the mom and kids side.
It's always exciting when you have children. They love new things. They love putting things in their mouths. So you always are watching what's out there. Like we had a child today that found some rose petals and put them in the mouth. And so we're always watching for things like that. But that's the fun of the children, correct? And so we have 2 1-month-old twins right now.
Wow.
We've got another three-month-old. And then we've got like a staircase of ages, like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, just right up. Into 12 and 14-year-olds. So it's a huge range. It's fun seeing the kids play with one another, interact with one another, and for the moms to ask questions from each other and gain support from each other.
Well, you know, Luann, one of the things that you mentioned, you know, you call yourself the utility worker because you're kind of all over the place in regards to helping where needed. And you were talking about your weekend that you just got off of. And Jim, it's hard to believe we're in fall. I mean, here we are into fall already. But I use this loosely. What you come in early in the morning around 7:30, 8 o'clock. What is your day routine kind of like? Or is it just kind of you're going with the flow? I know you do the scheduling for all the ladies in regards to their week and stuff like that. But for you, what's kind of like your day?
Yeah, so in the morning, it's kind of mingling with the families. When I get there, they're usually in breakfast, and they have a meeting. And so just kind of hearing what's going on with them, and then reading the logs to learn what happened the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just as things come along. If someone needs something, attending to that. A lot of the ladies lock their doors, and so helping the other staff on duty mm-hmm. unlock doors, getting things that they need. Also, just looking into the Future Story program as far as the sewing program, how we're modifying that and making changes to that to make it, get it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So doing things like that. And then I have class on Wednesday and Thursday. I go to class with the ladies. And then usually I'm out at Future Story at least every other week. And last week I was out there 3 days. So that fills in some time. And so,
Luann, you mentioned something there that our listeners might not have caught, but you mentioned even ladies, okay, maybe a door was locked and, oh, I couldn't get back into my room. But there's something there that we provide a place where in crisis you have a space that's your own. And I think for the mom and kids, it's nice to have a room that's their own. Maybe speak a little bit to the value that brings to someone who's coming in crisis to, even in the midst of a house with a lot of people, to have a space that's yours.
Yeah, I think it adds to feeling safe. that they have a place that they know they can go to, that they can actually lock the door when they're in the room. So when they go to sleep at night, they feel safe, that their kids are safe. And then when they leave during the day, that they know when they go back to it, everything's going to be there. That's huge. And then, we try to make it feel like a home away from home.
Yes.
So we know that it's temporary, but we want them to know that they're cared for, that they're loved, that they have value. And this is just a temporary moment in their life, right? It doesn't define them. Homelessness doesn't define them. It doesn't define who they are. And we want to pour into them the love of God, and we want to teach them about God and teach them about His love and His grace.
Yeah. And, you know, as we get close to wrapping things up here in a few more minutes, I do want to touch on another subject that we talked a little bit. Jim, you've been teaching a class, and that class is on Tuesday, every other Tuesday, or once a month, I can't remember. And the reason why this class is being taught is because we have had, over the years, a lot of new faces come in. Jim, I'd like you to talk a little bit about what you're teaching, and then Luann, I want you to comment because you're one of the students.
So, Reverend Kaiser, we've been doing a class that's 16 lessons long. It's called Called to Serve, and it's to help staff that come on board with us that maybe haven't been around Haven of Rest, they're new to Haven of Rest, to understand what is their call to ministry, what does that ministry look like to our guests, and then what does that ministry look like with other staff. And we're letting Scripture lead the way. And we're also showing what are our core values at Haven of Rest, so what's the Haven of Rest way of doing things. And so we're bringing all that staff. We're trying to create a sense of unity. It's across departments. So we have folks from the women's division in there. We have men's division. We have some folks from clothing. It's funny, just this conversation we've had with Luann on the radio today, one of our most recent lessons was using everyday opportunities to share the gospel.
Amen.
And that is exactly what goes on at Harvest Home, whether it's helping someone with sewing or with their children. How can we take these everyday moments and share Christ with that? So, Luann, I'll kind of pitch that one over to you and let you know, what have been your thoughts so far as you've been someone going through this process?
That last part was a great takeaway, because I just said we opened doors, and we talked about how we could use that to say, did you know Jesus said He was the door, that He's who we walk through for eternal life? And so those are some of the takeaways from the class, like learning how to ask questions so you don't make people defensive by, you know, asking how questions or what questions versus a why question that can make someone defensive. You know, learning what's it mean to show hospitality? Mm-hmm. What can we do so that we take down the guards that people have when they come to us, right? How can we help them to relax? How can we help build trust and let them know that we truly do want their best? And we have discussions, we share with each other, hear other people's ideas, which that's so beneficial because we don't all think the same way. And so I love the class. Jim does a great job facilitating it. And I wish the class could go on forever. I write papers every time, which
yes.
I'm ready for that to be over. But
yes.
It's a great class.
Well, you know, Jim, that's a 16-week class. You're on week number 15. You guys just finished up week 15. You got one more class after that. And Luann, I'm very glad you're enjoying it. I've heard a lot of good feedback
Excellent.
From a lot of the people that are attending it. So as we wrap things up here, number one, I want to say we appreciate everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
There,
I love being here.
How can our listeners pray for you?
So just pray that we have the mind of Christ in all that we do, that we are intentional. Like, pray that I am intentional when I'm meeting with clients about sharing the gospel and truly getting to the root of the issues that brought them to homelessness and finding solutions that are lasting.
Well, Luann, thank you again for coming on the radio today. It's always a pleasure to hear your heart and what's going on at Harvest Home and the excitement for what God's doing at Harvest Home, whether it be with the moms and the kids or with the single ladies. So thank you for coming on the radio today.
Thank you for having me.